Voice Coaches Radio, everything voiceover.
Hello and welcome once again to Voice Coaches Radio. Unless this is your first time joining us, and welcome for the first time to Voice Coaches Radio. How do you like that one?
I'm mulling it over.
That's Mike Spring. I'm Warren Garling, and we, as you can tell, have fun here each week. Everything voiceover here at Voice Coaches Radio. And once again, Mike had his thinking cap on. It's a real cute little hat he wears, and came up with a great idea. We don't get a chance often to tell you a little bit about what goes on behind the scenes here at Voice Coaches as a business. And so tell people what you thought of.
Well, you know, Warren, we've been involved in so many great projects lately that I thought it might be fun to kind of share that with our listeners. You know, we've done some charity events and some community events, and I thought, why not let people know what we're doing when we're not behind the microphone?
That's a good idea. I remember one in particular not too many weeks ago that I actually got to break bread with Mike and a bunch of other folks from the business here. And we were at a fundraising event for the Hamilton Hills Arts Center. In fact, we were the main sponsor for that event, I'm happy to say.
That's right. We had a wonderful evening out at a local banquet hall, and the entire community came out to support the Hamilton Hill Arts Center, which is a really great local organization based here in the city of Schenectady, where we're located, that provides art, dance, and music education to at-risk children and parents. And it's a really fantastic group of people, and we had a lot of fun at this really neat kind of cultural event.
And the entertainment was just amazing. They had children of all ages doing dancing and also some tremendous percussion and drumming going on. And anyway, just made you feel good that you were a part of the community for the
evening. Absolutely. And Voice Coaches was proud to be the main sponsor for the night, like you said.
And the same group were helping out one more time, I should mention while we're talking about them. An evening with Melba Moore is coming up in May, and I'm really thrilled that we're involved with this as well. She's been around for a few years and has still got this tremendous voice that you really have to hear in person to really enjoy. So we're looking forward to being involved with that.
Another recent event that we were very pleased to be a part of took place at our local community college. Now, Bobby, who's our producer, for those of you listening, he produces the podcast. You don't get to hear him very often. Once in a while, he'll pipe up in the bloopers, but he works all the magic behind the scenes. So Bobby and I got to go to our local community college, where they bust in groups of 10th graders from all of the schools in the capital region. And we got to spend the day talking with them, answering their questions about the voice acting field, the audio production, all sorts of the behind-the-scenes stuff that we do here at the studio. And I got to tell you, it was a lot of fun. You know, they had a lot of great questions for us. A lot of them were really interested in this field. And we had a great time, and it felt good to kind of go out there and hopefully maybe shape and mold some young minds.
I don't know about you, but that was right around the age that I started really getting involved in what I wanted to do with my life and voice acting and radio. And so I think you really can make a great impression at that age.
Very Absolutely. Good.
Well, Mike, our own Kristen Neary, who has spearheaded numerous charity efforts on the part of the American Cancer Society's Relay for Life, has really been busy lately. You know Kristen, if you've ever called up here, she usually answers the phone, and she's at our front desk, obviously. In addition to running fundraisers such as craft fairs and raffles and even a celebrity ice cream scooping night last year, Kristen's latest project is a Relay for Life cookbook. It's going to feature recipes donated by charitable individuals, and they'll be sold throughout the capital region with all proceeds going to the American Cancer Society. Did I hear that you donated a recipe?
Yes. It's not one of my recipes. It's one of my wife's recipes.
Cool.
Credit where credit is due. My recipe would pretty much consist of, you know, open box, pour into boiling water, wait 10 minutes, add sauce. So I didn't think I had too much to offer in that department.
But boy, he stirs a mean pot. You know, I've seen him do that.
I do.
Well, you know, one of the reasons we've mentioned all this and that Mike actually came up with the idea is that these are great ways for you as a person with their own business, a voice acting business, to be involved in your community and to meet some great people. I recently had a chance to hang out with some state legislators, believe it or not, here in Albany, New York, for the Alzheimer's Association Lobby Day. Now, of course, I'm not handing out my card while I'm doing this, but you never know what kind of connection you're going to make when you're doing work for a not-for-profit or a charity. So donate some time, get out there, and get involved.
Yeah, you know, it's good karma, for one. It's a lot of fun to be involved with some of these charitable organizations. And even if you're not handing out your card left and right, you know, in conversation, you mention you're a voice actor, you do never know where that might end up or where it might lead to, you know. So it's a great way to keep yourself involved in your community, meet new people, and possibly market yourself a little bit on the side.
You got it. Now, perhaps you or someone you know would like to learn more about voice acting and how much fun and rewarding this business can be. So just for you, we present an evening adult education class many times each week throughout the country, and you're invited.
That's right. The week of April 5th, you'll find our Getting Paid to Talk Introduction to Voice Acting class in South Burlington, White River Junction, and Bennington, Vermont, Gardner, Maine, Radnor, Pennsylvania, and Peabody, Massachusetts.
Or as they say there, Peabody. They do.
I'm sure they do.
Peabody, yep. We're also going to be in Hudson and Wappingers Falls, New York, kind of the mid-Hudson Valley. Alamogordo and Las Vegas, New Mexico. Don't go to Vegas. We're going to be in Las Vegas, New Mexico. Durango, Colorado, Middletown and Newington, Connecticut, and Warren, New Jersey. What a great way to name a town.
I was just going to say, I couldn't help but notice that you let yourself say the name of the town that's named after you.
Well, if you had said it, I still would have come up with something afterwards anyway.
Well, if you want to find out more about these classes and when we're going to be in your area, just call our toll-free number. It's 1-866-887-2834 or email us at podcast@voicecoaches.com. And of course, we're always interested in your comments, feedback, and favorite color or other various informational items at podcast@voicecoaches.com.
Green.
Is that your favorite color?
Yes, that's my favorite color. I love folding it in half and putting it in my pocket.
I see. Very nice, Warren.
Well, let's do this again next week. We do this for free, by the way. Yeah, this. You know, we don't get paid extra
for
doing this.
There's no green involved.
There's no green involved whatsoever, except I'm always green with envy as to how Mike comes up with these ideas.
I agree with envy, Warren, at how natural you make it all sound and how easy you make it look. So it's the Mutual Admiration Society today, apparently.
We are way past getting out of here. We're going to do this again next week, and we hope you'll join us then right here at Voice Coaches Radio. Have a great week.
Visit voicecoaches.com for more voiceover news and information.
Wouldn't be a podcast if I didn't have to retake my first take and my second take and my third take and my 17th take. Another invent is the pillow comb. All right. Another event that we – yep, that was fast. Okay, I'm going to talk slowly now.
All right.
Here we go. Another event. Sorry, I couldn't resist. Podcast@voicecoaches.com.
Green.
Like Kermit.
Green.
Green.